There are two camps, one in the Pacific Island nation of Nauru, the other on an atoll called Manus, which is part of Papua New Guinea. Doctors, aid workers, and the few reporters able to get inside the camp say conditions are unsanitary and sometimes dangerous. Allegations include forced sex with guards in exchange for food, cigarettes, and drugs. The Australian government rejects those charges, but critics include the United Nations and the Royal Australian College of Physicians, which described conditions there as inhumane. On July 1st, a new law called the Australian Border Force Act takes effect, which makes it a crime for any immigration worker to disclose information about conditions at the camps. Pediatrician David Isaacs, who spoke out after he worked at the camp in Nauru last year, told Radio New Zealand, "If I was to do that now, it seems I would face 2 years in prison. I'm absolutely appalled." Of the other rich countries in the region, New Zealand accepts just 750 refugees a year and also refuses entry to boat people. Japan took in a total of 11 in 2014. Meanwhile, the clock is ticking for the estimated 4,000 Rohingya boat people brought ashore to temporary camps in Thailand, Indonesia, and Malaysia. It remains unclear what, if anything, will be done for the thousands believed to be still at sea on rickety boats. For Hawaii Public Radio, this is Neil Conan with the Pacific News Minute.